Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. That's why we win. We win when you get informed. We win when you know what's happening. Right? That simple. I do hope you listen, pay attention, and tell your friends about it. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and like I always say, your unloved ones. I'm always good with that, too. You know, there is, you heard the pastor in the last hour. And I talked to a very close friend of mine today who's, you know, family, not family, I shouldn't say that. Her two sons don't talk to her anymore. And part of the reason is because during the pandemic, what have you, they wouldn't get inoculated or they wouldn't take the shot, and they were Trump supporters. I want you to think about something. The mom gave birth to these kids. She suffered for those kids. She gave up a good part of her life for those kids. Right? What an ungrateful group of people. You can't put your political feelings aside long enough to honor your mother? Really? I mean, I'm sorry, it is amazing to me. Always has been. I don't get it. Don't want to, actually. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, hit up MyPillow. You know I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. All right? You've got somebody that's willing to help you. And when I say that, means if you use promo code Joe at MyPillow.com, you'll save 30 to 70%. I do not know at this point if the gift can get there in time. But maybe you could do what I've done in the past when I've screwed up. You buy it, you take a picture of it, you know, grab it online, and then put that picture in an envelope. Give it to your wife or whoever. I mean, seriously. Mike Lindell fights for the same things you fight for. He's got, a bigger bank account. If you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll have a bigger bank account because you get about half off. Most people are telling me they're getting close to 50% off, all right? But depending on the product, it's 30 to 70%. And just head over there and check it out. Not right now. Write it down. Do it later. Kamala Harris. You know, the one thing she is extremely good at, which is kind of why I'm afraid, because if she ever became president, you know, by accident kind of thing, they're not going to know whether she said nuke them or call them. Because you never understand what she's saying most of the time. You know, here's one where she's, She's you got to hear this. This is the most election of our lifetime, she says. You ready?
There is no cost to abortion remaining.
We're gonna try it anyhow because it truly is. When you get down to this kind of, will you stop? Yeah, I hate this. When you get down to this kind of thing, and she, how many times have you guys? Can you count on one hand, two hands, five hands, 12 hands? How many hands can you count on when she said something that's totally foolish? Right, you don't know what she said. She doesn't. Frankly, she does it to me all the time. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. All right, take a listen. Maybe we'll have it. Can we have it? All right, take a listen.
You know, every election cycle we talk about, this is the most election of our lifetime. Lawrence, this one is. This one is. We are literally talking about people who are attempting to divide our country in the most crude, frankly, and profound way. We are talking
about... Is she talking about not reelecting Joe Biden? I'm curious because it's kind of the message I'm getting here. They go, listen to what she's saying.
About those who are intent and purposeful to attack fundamental freedoms, be it the freedom to make a decision about your own body, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride, the freedom to be free from fear of violence and hate, the freedom to just be. The freedom to just be.
How about the freedom to send your kid to the school you want to send him to? How about the freedom of having your child not indoctrinated with things that you don't want them to know yet? What about the freedom to practice your religion outwardly and anywhere? Right? Seriously, how about the freedom afforded to me by the Second Amendment? How about the freedom afforded to me by the First Amendment? This shows you how confused they are, how honestly and truly confused they are. And she believes this. Oh, I can't. Why was? Well, she believes it. I truly think she believes it. Now, a few minutes later, she does another word salad event. Take a listen to this one. This will make you happy.
I have been fortunate and blessed during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other.
I don't know what she said. We'll be back in a minute.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's how we win. It's a good thing, I promise. All right, we're going to go back to Kamala Harris's word salad. And I do mean word salad. When you hear this, you'll see what I mean. I don't know what she said. Right? I mean, she's talking about the election as a whole. And then she goes down this road that take a listen. Right? She's visited 20 countries. She met with 150-plus world leaders. And I still don't know what they accomplished. Take a listen. You know, it's never going to work. It never works the first time. You already know that, though, right? Okay, come on, Kamala. Get where I need you. There you go.
I have been fortunate and blessed during the course of being vice president have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Limited by other people's understanding of who can do what. Okay, can we hit that? Do you mind if I hit that one more time? Because I don't want her to feel bad about herself. And if any of you can decipher this, let me know. It'd be really cool. I really would love to know. All right, let's try this. Come on, you can do it.
During the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Yeah, got that. Kind of, sort of. Oh my God, I don't even know what to do with that. I mean, think about this. This woman is one heartbeat, for all intents and purposes, away from becoming president. And the ideologues on the left will say, yeah, okay, yeah, what she said, nothing wrong with what she said. No, I don't know there was. I don't know anybody could actually understand enough to tell you what she just said. I don't know how good you think you are. Seriously. God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Well, you know, if you become part of the conversation, you truly become part of the solution as a whole, don't you? Right? That simple. Okay. Oh, this is a fun one. I love these. So, conservative Christians apparently have taken over California school boards. Oh, my God. We can't have that. Can't have people with boundaries. No, no, no. Well, Dr. Tashia Cooper never imagined that she'd be getting into politics, but 2022, she volunteered to fill a vacant spot on her local school board. That happened in Murrieta, a city of about 110,000 in California. She's a child psychologist, or psychiatrist, I'm sorry. She's a black woman and a mother. Yeah, you know, don't you love how they have to lay it out that way? Do we care? Is she good at the job? Anyway, child psychologist, black woman, and mother, Cooper had grown concerned about the mental health of kids in Murrieta during the pandemic. Now, while treating young patients at the UC Riverside School of Medicine, she said, I was seeing so much anxiety and depression. Cooper said she also treated gay and transgender patients who lacked support for their peers. She said, some had walked into her office contemplating suicide. Cooper, 48, wanted to make Murrieta safer for kids. She also thought the city all-white school board should have a member of color. Wow. The school board appointed her to fill the vacancy. So, in other words, white school board members couldn't possibly speak for black. And black school board members couldn't possibly speak for white kids? I'm just trying to understand. But because she was appointed, Cooper needed to run for election in November to keep her seat. That's when she realized she was up against. She said, I started to see, like, whoa, the conservative Christians started coming out of the woodwork. All year, anger had been brewing in the evangelical churches throughout the Inland Empire, the fast-growing purple region east of Los Angeles that contains almost as many Republicans now as Democrats. Like, that's a bad thing. Right? Groups of Christian parents were packing school board meetings. Again, what's the problem? They're complaining about sex education and critical race theory, a graduate-level system of thought that's not part of high school. It's not true. I'm telling you as a school board member, it's not true. CRT, as it's called, may not be there in your face, but many parts of CRT are in ethnic studies, which is mandated at the high school level. So this is how they hide stuff. Sex education. Oh, yeah, it's sex education, all right. It's not reproductive health. It's not how the reproductive system works. Matter of fact, you know, it's how to make it work, if you know what I mean. Now, the Republican Party called this uprising apparent revolt and latched on. Now, remember, this right is probably very liberal. Right? Shut out of power in the state dominated by Democrats. They sought to channel the anger into political gains at the local level. And then their strategy took advantage of the state law that Democrats designed. Remember, the Democrats have total unveto-proof, or should I say, what is it, veto-proof law. I mean, control of the state. Total control. They can do whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, and nobody can stop them. Now, a thing called the California Voting Rights Act, which is something that the legislature passed, thinking that it would allow more Hispanic. I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it. They didn't like all the white boards. Right? Because they felt like we had most of the money and they couldn't win and. But the California Voters' Rights Act, which we call the CVRA, it aims to correct the legacy of racism by redrawing maps that shape that power in local government. Many cities and school boards and other independent local agencies have chosen their leaders through an at-large election. So, you know, this is their logic. By breaking it down to an area, right, a Latina, a Latino, would have better chance of getting on the board because they wouldn't have as much area to cover. I have 22,000 kids in my district. My votes, I have about 32,000 registered voters in my area, according to the CVRA. Probably, maybe, 6,000 or 7,000 kids that fall in my area. Okay? My vote is for all 22,000 kids. My vote affects all 22,000 children. Not just the 8 or 9 that I have. Not right. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot.
So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you do that, it's not that hard to do, right? All you gotta do is pay attention, listen to what's going on, find your facts, and be able to push back on it. You'll make a difference. I guarantee. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time you're with me. We were talking about the California Voter Rights Act. They say it's trying to correct racism. You know, I love this. There was a fellow by the name of, I don't even know if he's still around, but he was a Democrat attorney in Malibu. His name was Kevin Shankman. He threatened to sue about 175 different jurisdictions. Made money off of this. Nobody was financially harmed by this. But he made money. He got paid taxpayer dollars. Right? He kind of built an industry off of suing these school districts for not moving fast enough, or the city councils for not moving fast enough on these CVRA issues. Right? Now, the CVRA does allow the plaintiffs or the attorneys to collect fees when they win cases in court. Or they settle out of court. So whatever cost them to file the court, to file the fees, I don't know what the heck the attorney gets paid an hour. Obviously way too much. Shankman and a small group of his colleagues, they built a cottage industry on this law. They earned over $15 million since 2013. You really think that they spent that much in fees? Do you really believe that they spent that much in court costs? Give me a break. He's been so successful in this. Even his ideological foes have taken note. See, we're always too late to the game. Right? Now, come on. Play it out. We're always too late. We wait for them to come after us before we figure out how we're going to fight. You should, the minute these laws go through, the minute these things happen, any one of these things, we should be sitting there as Republicans, as conservatives, as people we want these things in, is to turn around and go, okay, we're going to get challenged on this. What's our options? Right? How do we fight this back? Right? Sean Steele, a National GOP committeeman and a Republican organizer in Orange County, he said the Shenkman letters have changed everything. Everybody's going to districts. You can walk them. You can knock on the doors. It's much more decentralized. Now, he says he likes it. He's one of those Republicans that thinks it makes sense because he thinks we'll be able to hold on to more. It's not a matter of holding on or not holding on. I vote for all the kids in the district. Everything I vote for affects 22,000 kids in my district. Why should the parents of only a small group of those be able to vote for me? Why? Doesn't make any sense to me. Really, in all sincerity, doesn't make any sense. By the way, my numbers were too high. I have 32,000 voters in my area, however, because of the kids that are in the school and the whole nine yards, there's only about 3,000 or 3,500 kids between the two schools I cover in my district. But when I vote, it actually affects all 22,000. Some say that the district elections give an edge to passionate activists, right? The shift makes it cheaper and simpler to campaign. Look, if you want it bad enough, you can raise the money. I did. I didn't have deep pocket friends when I ran. Right? I mean, candidates who would struggle to win a citywide election can sometimes more easily succeed in districts. These seats should be hard to get. These seats should make you work hard. If you want it bad enough and you really feel like you can make a difference, I mean, in California, it seems like they keep making things easier and easier and easier for anybody to get the seat. It shouldn't be. It should not be that way. Just amazing. All right. And the Democrats have beat this thing up. CVRA is supposed to be a tool of equality. It's not. It doesn't level the playing field. Matter of fact, my board had two Hispanics on it, lost them both. One of the seats was lost to an older white woman. The other seat was lost to a white male, a white gay male. So, I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused. How did that work out for them? Anyway, I could talk about this for hours. This is one of those things that just drives me nuts. And you can lay down the percentages of color. They go through the percentages of colors, percentages of this, percentage. You know what? If you really care for the kids, if you really care for education, it doesn't matter what color you are or they. It shouldn't. Shouldn't matter what color you are. Shouldn't matter what religious side you deal with. None of that should be covered or should be dealt with. You should do the right thing to do the right thing and a discussion. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. It's how we all, like I said, it's how we all win. Right? It's how we all make a difference. Anyway. All right. I know. Yes. Let's move on. Got it. I can tell when you guys get quiet or start talking about something else, I bored you to death. Some of this stuff needs to be talked about. Needs to be put out there. Okay, a little rapid fire stories. What do you think? I always love these. You already know that. San Francisco is probably the leading area in California for the mass exodus. But the California exodus continues. Population here is dropping like nuts. The number of people living in California fell below 39 million this year, according to a new census estimate. That's the lowest count since 2015. California population dipped by about 75,000 from 2022 to 2023. An estimate released Tuesday by the Census Bureau shows with about another 38,965,000 people in the state. The state's population has fallen since 2019 from 39.5 million people. Right now, between 2021 and 2022, they lost a net of about 104,000 people. It's higher than any other state. About 338,000 more people left California for other states, right? Not being replenished by other states into California. You know, again, it doesn't surprise any of us who actually live here and see what's happening. Now, if you are a left-wing progressive utopian type of person, come on in. This is where you belong. You'll love it. You'll be so happy here. And I'm sure you won't mind paying the high taxes because, you know, the government's going to take care of you cradle to grave. You won't have to worry about it. Eventually here in California, they'll take your property away from you. And you know what? They'll tell you where you can live, how you can live, and truly, and how many people should be living in your house. Now, the state has partially offset its domestic loss via international migration with a net of 151,000 people moving to California from outside the United States who don't know what it's all about. Right? That was the second highest number of foreigners moving in, next to only Florida. They were the second highest. Also, temporary California's population loss was the number of people born in the state. That's interesting. Though lower than the year before, it was still pretty high. California's Department of Finance, who estimates use different data sources than census, suggests the state's population could even be more severe. The state's 2023 population is about 39.1 million. But, again, they use different measurement tools. Now, the thing I find interesting about this is, how do you count? Why would you count the illegals that are pulling off the system and not putting into it? That's why we need the census numbers to know what's going on, right? Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Thank you. This show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel.
Whites, Hispanics, blacks, that sort of a sequence there.
Yep.
And one way to deal with that is to, of course, positively raise grades so that you don't, you know, that a person, perhaps because of their ethnic heritage, instead of getting a C, they get an A. Well, this was called affirmative action. Now, it wasn't quite that blatant, but this was the whole concept of affirmative action. And as of about 4 weeks ago or so, that artificial lifting of one group is basically no longer permissible, not just in admissions to Harvard and North Carolina, but also in employment and so on. There's already litigation starting in that area. So how else can the CRT deal with the issue without going to the underlying causes? The way they do it is they simply lower standards. That was the standardized testing example. How do you get rid of the discrepancy there? Just get rid of the tests. Another area where it's getting very common in education now, equitable grading, they call it. Oh, does that sound nice? We want grading to be fair and equitable. The way this works is they say what is should be tested at the end of the semester simply as the kid learned the knowledge to be imparted during the course. So take the test, and if you pass the test, you get an A on the test. You've got an A on the course regardless of whether you attended or not, how much effort you showed, whether you turned in homework or not. Right? That's sort of the way it goes there. Now, we all know that if you do...
You know, it's really funny, even what you're hearing now. You're seeing all kinds of concessions made. We shouldn't make any. We should be pulling these kids up. We should be, when you have kids in these schools that need help, pull them up. Don't lower the standards. California's Department of Finance, they estimate the use of different sources in the census. You know, when you got, again, getting people elected to the school boards is a big deal. Right? And it shouldn't matter. I'm going to go back to it. It shouldn't matter what color, what ethnicity, where you came from. If you have a heart for the kids, if you have a reason to be there, you're not just coming up with a jump-off point so you can become the next, governor, senator, whatever. That's what some people use school boards for. You're there to help the kids, or you're there to further your political career. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And it ain't, and it really isn't. It is not that hard. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador. This week he reignited his ongoing feud with Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the U.S. border security. He's threatened, he's going to come over here, he's going to threaten on U.S. soil. He's going to threaten us in court. First of all, he needs to protect his own border to begin with, the southern border. How is it that all these people are coming up on trains from different countries? Right, our law says point blank, only countries that touch our border are allowed to do what you're seeing happen at the border. Right? Only Mexicans, if you would, could come over the way they are. But you've got people coming in from China, from Haiti, from all over the place. They're not supposed to make it over the border. We're not supposed to let them in that way. The new legislation signed by Abbott on Monday simply allows law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants who would face a choice to leave or hit the courts right away. Even Robert Kennedy Jr. today said this is out of control. Right? Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again. And more serious felony charges, Abbott said. The bill aims to stop the tidal wave of immigrants. Now, López Obrador reacted furiously to the new law, and according to Reuters, He said the foreign ministry is already working on a legal challenge to the law. He accused Abbott of attempting to win political popularity. No, he's trying to protect our country. Since our president won't do it, as he is mandated by law to do it, it's the latest feud between Mexico and Texas and other Republicans over the migrant crisis. Look, it can't take that many people in. Did you hear? You heard today. There's 45,000 of these people waiting to be let in and or, you know, registered, whatever it is that they do at the border for them. Right? These people, 7 years out. The notices to appear have a date that's 7 years out on them. This is nuts. Anyway, earlier this year, the announcement, an informed campaign against Republicans, after they pushed for more action, they want military action against the cartels. Jeez, God forbid. Starting today, we're going to start an information campaign for Mexicans who live and work in the United States, for all Hispanics, to inform them of what we are doing in Mexico and how the initiative by the Republicans is going to hurt them. Look, think about everything that's being said here. The reason the Mexican government wants them here is they send their money back to Mexico. They do. I'm not putting these people down. I'm just saying they send their money back to Mexico. Right? When I was a kid, growing up in the north end of Boston, when you had the Italian guys there, the Italian people there, many of them sent money back to Italy for their family. Right? And that's simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you want to protect yourself, your family, your country, and you're the bad guy. Right? What do you think Mexico would feel? What if I was broke and I just went south of the border? You know, Mexico has laws. In fact, their immigration laws are much tougher than ours. Seriously. And you, when you look at it, you look at their laws, you go, oh my God, how draconian these things are. But they don't care. That's why I say to you, it's not real. They're not really upset in any way, shape, manner, or form. And, you know, let's bring it into perspective. Biden has been bragging about defying the Supreme Court. After he was told it was illegal for him, unconstitutional for him, to pay off the loans, or pay off, well, I think he paid off $136 million in student loans. I don't know if it's 100, is it $136 million or 136, okay, anyway. But he bragged about defying the Supreme Court. We found a way around. They struck down his $400 billion student loan forgiveness, told him it was unconstitutional. But unlike, you know, Republicans don't do it, he did it. He says, Supreme Court ruled against me, and guess what? I found a way around it. I still got 136 million people's debts relieved. Wow. So maybe we should not care what the Supreme Court says about the southern border, huh? What do you think? Who's going to stop him? Chauvin Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously, over the next few days. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. You've been listening to Joe Mancini Show. We'll be back with you tomorrow.